A reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 23. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body would be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? The Word of the Lord. This is quite a challenging passage from Matthew, and it follows on very soon after the teaching of prayer in which Jesus gave us the Our Father. So we're left wondering, was this cautionary passage an example or a follow-on or a reflection on the prayer, the Our Father, or was the occasion yet another a stage of the day or the week during that time on the plain with the apostles? It's very salutary in our day when so much of our world is in poverty and so much of the life of the rest of us is focused on accumulating goods and wealth and material things. It's important for our economy that we keep on buying stuff because it keeps people in work. It keeps the economy ticking over. However, these key words in this passage, if your eye is healthy or if your eye is unhealthy, back in the old Greek, I think one of the translations of that word is for health is generosity, and the one for unhealth is given as stingy. And these two words then give an explanation of laying up treasures in heaven. It boils down often to generosity or stinginess, whether we make our area of society or family or workplace a healthy one or an unhealthy one, depending on our attitude of stinginess or generosity. That's one way of looking at it anyway. There are several influences on my life at the minute which illustrate something of this morning's gospel. There's been another series of earthquakes in Christchurch in the South Island of New Zealand. These people in Christchurch have been shattered frequently by earthquakes. It leaves the people with great sense of insecurity, but it also leaves people in a position of dependence, and it leaves other people in a position of being bountifully generous. Those who still have power are letting others in to use it. Those who have toilets have so many of their family, friends, and acquaintances coming to use them. The water situation, where large chunks of the city are using now polluted water or have no water, yet again, this is the third time since last September a big earthquake has hit the people of this town. The other influence is the drama I went to last night, the play Red. Many of the listeners may have seen it. It portrays the story of a great artist who took on a commission for a big flash dining room. He was going to paint murals around the dining room, and he wanted to challenge the wealthy diners in this flash restaurant. He wanted to alter their thinking. He wanted to challenge them and berate them for their giggling consumption of expensive food. And irrelevancies of their conversations, but then he saw the futility of his work. I think in reality the painter took his own life at the end, because as the last verse in our reading this morning says, if then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? This man experienced great darkness at the end of his life, even though the power he had, he was trying to push onto other people. Somehow we have to be generous and let other people come to their own spiritual understandings when the time is right. The other influence of yesterday in my life was that a family arrived with a great big new television for me to use here. The previous television was perfectly okay, but New Zealand is moving eventually from analog TV to digital TV. And this family, as an expression of their generosity and in repayment for a couple of decades now of pastoral care and friendship, they were expressing their gratitude and friendship and generosity and healthiness of spirit by providing me with this television such as I've never had the use of before. An amazing gesture of generosity. But it's also typical of our age, where we measure wealth or measure life in what we have and store up treasures. And these treasures, they date and wear out. The moth and rust consume them. The style changes, or thieves can break in and steal. But their generosity is amazing in so many areas of their lives. So their eye is healthy in one regard, and here I am the beneficiary. So the earthquakes and the generosities of people. In the stage of liquefaction that the earthquake brings about at the estuary areas of that town, the students from the university have marched in their thousands with spades and shovels provided by one of the hardware companies, and they've cleared people's yards, they've cleared their paths, they have made roads safe again through their massive input of work. The generosity and energy that those students with a week off their studies have portrayed is exemplary. It is amazingly wonderful, because so many people with their ground all around their houses and their houses on shaky foundations were bewildered with what to do and how to handle the situation. But the generosity and the organization of the students got the thing in hand, relatively speaking. So these are my thoughts on the health of the eye and the unhealth of the eye. When, in the recent budget for our country here, the decisions made have favored the wealthy yet again. Maybe it does enable wealthy to keep businesses running or start up industries. But the people at the bottom of our economic sociological scale are barely able to provide the absolute minimum. So where has New Zealand's famed sense of egalitarianism for all people gone? The healthy eye of the politicians of the 1930s that led us out of the Depression at that time has long been forgotten. As Timothy Radcliffe said when he was here in New Zealand some years ago, the young people of today think they'll live forever. They think if they've got exactly the right diet, go to the right gym, and have a really expert GP, they will never die. They will go forever. And yet the artist portrayed in the drama I attended last night showed yet again how we can follow wrong paths, our eye is obscured and we end up in a big darkness.